Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there, I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks call me Whit. We're getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. We'd love to have you join us for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Would you like some tea?
No, we don't have any fly-flavored tea, Mr. Lizard. We only have green, brown, and blue tea.
Hey, Mom, can I go down to the comic book store?
As soon as your sitter gets here, yes.
All right, where are you going?
I have to go to work.
But you don't work until 10 o'clock. It's only 9:20.
I'm cleaning a new home today, and I ran out of a couple of supplies, so I need to stop at the store on the way. Wow.
What is it, Mom?
I just felt kind of dizzy all of a sudden. Oh, that's the sitter.
Hi, Mrs. McKay.
Hi, Angela. I should be home around 3.
And I'm going to the comic book store.
Yes, I told him he could go to the store, but he needs to be home by noon.
Got it.
Okay.
Bye, Grady. Bye, Samantha.
Mom, I'm not Samantha.
Okay. Goodbye, Princess Manerly.
Morning, Mrs. McKay. Find everything all right?
Yes, thank you. Now, how much did that come to?
$16.78. Will that be cash or credit?
Cash. Wait a minute. Oh, no.
Is there a problem?
I can't find my wallet. I always keep it in this pocket right here. I must have left it on the kitchen table.
I hate it when that happens.
I'm going to have to go home. Can I leave this stuff here?
I'll keep an eye on it for you.
Thanks.
I can't believe they already ran out of Power Boy trading cards. I gotta get there earlier next time. Where's my key? Here it is. What's this? Grady, we're at the hospital. Come as soon as you get this note. Mom, the hospital? Oh no!
Are you okay?
Am I okay? Yeah, what happened to you?
You're not feeling dizzy or anything?
No.
Headache?
No. Mom, what's going on?
I got home and both Samantha and Angela were unconscious on the floor.
What?
The medics thought it might be carbon monoxide poisoning.
Are Sam and Angela okay?
Nobody's told me anything. They were both unconscious when the medics came in, and I'm waiting for the doctor.
I can't believe this.
Here she comes now. Dr. Morton, what's going on?
Well, Angela is awake, but Samantha is still unconscious.
Oh, no!
We've run tests, and high levels of carbon monoxide were found in both your daughter and Angela's bloodstream.
What are you doing for them?
Well, the problem with carbon monoxide is that it replaces the oxygen in the body, and of course, without oxygen, the body shuts down. We're monitoring her, and we'll keep you posted on her progress. Meanwhile, you can come in and see her if you want.
Thank you. Grady, you coming?
I'll be there in a minute.
All right. Doctor, could there be any permanent damage?
No, this isn't happening. It's a dream. Okay, I'm going to close my eyes and count. I'll wake up. 1, 2, 3. Still in the hospital. This isn't a dream. Oh, God. Please make my sister wake up and be okay. Please.
I got you a sandwich from the cafeteria.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Is Sam awake yet?
No. And trust me, you'll be the first to know when she is.
Oh, I can't wait anymore. I need to know.
I'm afraid that all we can do is wait. When you were gone, I called Mr. Whittaker and asked if he would come and take you to Wits End. It'd be good for you to get out of here for a while. I'll call when anything changes.
Okay.
Oh, here he comes already. Hi, Whit. Thanks for coming.
Oh, hi, Mrs. McKay. Grady.
How's Sam?
We haven't heard anything yet.
Well, I'll be praying for her and you.
Thank you.
Grady, why don't you come to Wits End for a while? It'll help take your mind off things.
Okay, bye, Ma.
Bye, honey. And thanks, Whit.
My pleasure. Are you okay, Grady?
What if there's something really wrong with Sam?
Well, God has control over all of this. We're just going to have to wait and pray.
I have a question.
Yes?
You know how you pray in Sunday school every week?
Uh-huh.
How big can you go with that?
With what?
Praying. How big does God go? I mean, can he do the really big stuff?
The really big stuff? You mean like miracles?
I guess. I'm just curious.
Oh, of course he can do miracles. Remember our Sunday school class from last week?
Yeah, you talked about Jesus walking on the water.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I've never seen anything like that.
Well, God works in lots of different ways. Sometimes he does things that will knock our socks off. Sometimes he works and we don't even recognize it.
Have you ever had a miracle happen to you?
Oh, I believe the birth of a child is a miracle.
No, I mean a big one, like in the Bible.
I can't say that I've ever seen anything like that, no.
So they don't come around very often, do they?
Well, actually, Grady, I believe they're happening more than we know. Joanne, thanks for watching the counter for me.
No problem, Whit. Hi, Grady. How's Sam?
She isn't awake yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Would you like some ice cream, Grady?
No, I just want to be alone for a while.
I understand.
I'll be upstairs.
Well, come get me if you need anything.
Maybe I'll take an imagination station trip. Program list, the story of Jeremiah? No. The birth of Jesus? No. Miracles from the Bible! Perfect! Great red button. Made of dirt. Glad I didn't live in the Bible times.
Hello? Who are you? What are you doing here?
My name is Grady. And to tell you the truth, I don't know why I'm here.
You must be a friend of Marcus.
Yeah, there's a guy named Mark at my school.
You can help me. Bring that pitcher of water into his room.
Okay. What's wrong with him?
He's unconscious with a bad fever.
Well, where's the doctor?
Doctors have been in and out. At this point, our only task is to make him feel comfortable.
Poor kid.
Stay with him a moment. I need to get some rags.
Sure. So, Marcus, you don't look so good.
Who's there?
I'm Grady. I'm sorry I said you didn't look good.
Where am I?
In your bed.
What's happening?
I didn't touch him.
Marcus!
Cyrus!
You're awake! What did you do?
I didn't do anything. He just sat up and started yelling at me.
He hasn't said anything in days. How are you, Marcus?
Fine.
Let me feel your head. The fever's gone.
Cool.
Exactly. It's a miracle.
Well, I don't know if I would call it that. I mean, he was sick, and now he's okay. It's called the 24-hour flu.
Marcus, can you stand?
Yes!
Come, everyone must see you.
A kid was sick, and he got better. I wouldn't really call that a miracle. Whoa, this machine has a mind of its own. So, what's going on? I'm still in the house.
Grady, we haven't seen you since last night. Where did you go?
It's a little complicated.
Well, we have to go. Jacob is coming down the road.
Who's Jacob?
Marcus's father. He's going to be very excited about Marcus's recovery.
Why was Jacob gone if his son was sick?
He went to seek out a man they called Jesus. They say he heals people from all diseases.
Well, Jacob doesn't need Jesus anymore. Marcus isn't sick.
I suppose you're right. There he is! Master! Master! You'll never believe it!
What, Cyrus?
Your son is well.
What?
It's true. He sits up in bed as we speak, talking as if nothing ever happened.
Oh, that's incredible!
This is Grady. He was there when Marcus bolted up out of his bed.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Tell me, Grady, exactly when did the fever leave him?
I didn't have a watch. I guess it was about sunset.
That was the exact time Jesus told me he would live.
Where were you?
10 miles from here. I asked Jesus to heal my son, and he told me right there that Marcus was healed.
Wow, so it had to be Jesus. He healed Marcus from 10 miles away.
Yes, Jesus healed my son. He healed my son. Come, Cyrus. We must tell the entire household about Jesus.
Wow. I wish Jesus was in Odyssey. I could call him up and he'd do the job from wherever. Sam would be out of the hospital in a second. So, is there anybody who can do a miracle besides Jesus? I'm starting to get used to that. Phew. It's hot. They need air conditioning in these houses. Oh, excuse me.
What? Who are you?
I'm Grady. Sorry, I didn't mean to just pop up here in the middle of your house. But do you have anything to drink?
There's very little to drink anywhere. There hasn't been for years.
Nothing to drink?
Haven't you noticed? We're in the middle of a famine.
Oh, no, I missed that.
Seth!
Yes, Mother? Who is this?
This is Grady.
Why is he here?
He wants something to drink.
All of us do.
I'm going for some firewood.
Are we having bread tonight?
Yes.
I will prepare the table.
Thank you. You are a dear, dear child. Your father would have been proud of you. I won't be gone long.
Here, I'll come help you.
Thank you.
So what was all that about?
Well, what do you mean?
I have to set the table every day. My mom never thanks me like that. It's just dinner. Why are you crying?
Because it will be our last dinner.
What?
We have no more food. None exist in the entire city.
No more food? But that means you'll starve.
I see no other future for us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello there.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Hello.
Yes?
My name is Elijah. The Lord sent me to you.
He did?
Yes. Would you mind bringing me a little water that I may drink?
I will.
What? I thought you said there was no water left in the whole city.
There is a little.
I don't get it. You're giving it to him, but not to me?
This man is a prophet of God.
And please, bring me a morsel of bread.
If he's a prophet, why doesn't he know there's no bread?
I do not have bread, Elijah. I only have a handful of flour and a bean and a little oil in a jar. I am gathering firewood that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.
Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but bring me a small cake from it first, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For the Lord has told me, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth.
I will do this. Yes, come, Grady.
Are you crazy?
Perhaps, but as I said, he is a prophet.
How do you know? He could just be a con artist trying to get some bread out of you.
No, I believe he tells the truth. Hand me the oil, please.
What are you doing? You're giving him too much flour. You're not gonna have enough for you and your son.
I will have plenty.
Plenty? Look in here. Look in this bin. There's... Wait a minute. Where did all this flour come from? I thought you used it all.
Hey, let me see.
It's almost full. How did that happen?
The Lord has provided. Oh, Seth, We will have bread! Enough for months!
Grady?
Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
I didn't know you were in here.
I was checking out some miracles. One where Jesus heals a kid from 10 miles away.
Oh, yes.
And another where this big thing of flour just appears. Oh, they were awesome.
I agree.
But I don't get one thing.
Oh, what's that?
Both of those miracles happened thousands of years ago. How come God can't do that now?
Oh, I definitely believe he can.
Then why doesn't he? I've never seen flour come out of nowhere.
Well, I can't pretend to understand all of why God does the things he does, but I assure you he still does miracles today. Maybe the really big ones don't seem to happen as often, but God works small miracles all the time.
Like what? I mean, can you even tell me about one miracle that happened while you've been alive?
Actually, yes, I can.
When did it happen?
I'll tell you what. Why don't we go downstairs and talk to someone who can not only name one, but she lived through one.
So you've seen a miracle, Mrs. Allen?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget it.
What happened?
I was doing some mission work in Chile about 30 years ago. My friend and I got a call from a woman named Maria, who was alone and snowed in, and was about to have a baby. So we went to help.
You're a doctor?
I'm a nurse, so I had training as a midwife. So we went. Unfortunately, she lived on the top of a mountain that had just been hit with a snowstorm.
Wow.
But we both felt we had to go anyway.
Are we even on a road?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I can't see anything. Look, we have to go back.
We can. Huh? Maria's giving birth. Maybe at this very moment.
Well, listen, I don't want to worry you, but I'm pretty sure there's a very steep cliff to our right.
How about this? I'll drive. You pray.
Good idea.
We both prayed all the way up to the top of the mountain. Maria had her baby, and there were actually some complications with the birth that I was able to help with. We stayed the night in the house, and the next morning we took the same road down.
Look at this! I can't believe we made it! This road is so narrow.
Tell me about it when we get to the bottom of the mountain, please, Pat.
Wait, are you sure we're going the same way down that we came up?
Yes. I can see our tracks from last night.
Well, Joanne, look! There's someone flagging us down.
Who would be out here?
Hola! Perdón, but what are you doing on this road?
We're heading down the mountain.
Not this way, you're not.
Why?
You will never make it. This road's been closed for months. It's too dangerous.
But this is the road we came up last night.
Impossible. There are parts of this road that will be much too narrow for this car. You will have driven off the cliff in at least 10 places before you made it up this far.
No, this is the road. In fact, look at the snow. Those are our tracks from last night.
Incredible. You drove up in the dark?
That's right.
You surely had an angel holding you on.
I believe we did.
Mm-hmm.
Pat and I got out of the car and walked down the road a little bit, and it was true. There were parts of the road too narrow for our car. It was impossible that we didn't fall down the cliff. I believe that was a miracle. God needed us to help deliver that baby, and he protected us so that we could.
I don't know. That doesn't really sound like a miracle. It sounds more like good driving.
If you would have been there, you would have believed.
Hello? Yes? We'll be over right away, Mrs. McKay. Sam Sturry. Let's go. You're quiet. What are you thinking about?
I'm still not sure about the miracles. But can we pray for one anyway?
Oh, sure we can. But we also need to be careful here.
About what?
I don't want you to think that just because you pray for a miracle that you're going to get one.
I know.
You know, God has plans that we don't understand. If God can heal from 10 miles away, If he can make flour appear out of nowhere, if he can hold up a car with his angels, then he can certainly do whatever he wants. But he might also have something better than a miracle in store for Sam.
What could be better for her than getting her out of the hospital?
Well, I don't know, but God loves Sam more than you can imagine. Whatever he does, you can be sure that it's the best thing for Sam and your mom and for you.
When your wife died, did you pray for a miracle for her?
Yes, I did. And it didn't work out the way I asked. But, you know, today I look back and I see how God worked through her death. Without it, I never would have started Wits End. I might not have been able to tell so many people about God. Connie, Eugene, even you. I look back on how he worked those things out, and now I pray a little differently. I pray for whatever God thinks will be best.
Okay. Can we do that?
We sure can.
Yet, but she's been moving around. She may wake up any moment.
She's gonna be okay, though, right?
Oh, there's Dr. Morton. How is she?
Better. Sam will need a couple of days in the hospital, to be sure, but the tests look good. It's fortunate that you found her when you did, Mrs. McKay. Any more exposure to the carbon monoxide, even just a few more minutes, and she may have suffered serious brain damage.
I shouldn't have even been there, Dr. Morton. It was the weirdest thing. I was going to work, and I stopped at the store on the way, but when I got to the checkout, I didn't have my wallet. See, I always keep my wallet right here in this pocket of my purse.
What is it?
My wallet. It's right here. It was in my purse all the time.
You mean it was right in front of your face, but you didn't see it?
Yes. That's so weird. I guess my temporary blindness saved my daughter's life. It's like
a miracle.
Yes, that's what it is.
She's waking up. Hi, Grady.
Oh, thank God.
Sam A, are you okay? My head hurts.
That's normal.
It'll go away, Sam. I guess I had too much tea. Yep, the princess is gonna have to lay off the tea. Mr. Whitaker?
Yes?
I guess he decided to knock my socks off.
Yeah, I guess he did.
In today's episode, Grady desperately wanted God to perform a miracle for his sister. We know from reading the Bible that God performed many miracles. When we pray, sometimes God gives us what we want, like when Joanne prayed for safety. But sometimes God doesn't give us exactly what we ask for, like we saw with Witt's wife. Sometimes something amazing happens, but not in the way we expect. Ultimately, we have to realize that God knows what's best for us. In Isaiah 55:9, God tells us, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The most important thing is to pray, have faith, and wait on God. His answer will always be the right one. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Run-of-the-Mill Miracle was written by Katie Bruin and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Janet Waldo, Jordan Orr, Julian Busher, Pete Renaday, Mauricio Guerrero, Diane Michelle, Luke Graham, and Mary Mauser, with Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.